Then Tom tumbled his ham over the bluff and let himself down after it, tearing both skin and clothes to some extent in the effort. There was an easy, comfortable path along the shore under the bluff, but it lacked the advantages of difficulty and danger so valued by a pirate. The terror of the seas had brought a side of bacon, and had about worn himself out with getting it there. Finn the Red-Handed had stolen a skillet and a quantity of half-cured leaf tobacco, and had also brought a few corn cobs to make pipes with, but none of the pirates smoked or chewed but himself. The Black Avenger of the Spanish Main said it would never do to start without some fire. That was a wise thought. Matches were hardly known there in that day. They saw a fire smoldering upon a great raft 100 yards above, and they went stealthily thither and helped themselves to a chunk. They made an imposing adventure of it, saying "hist" every now and then, and suddenly halting with finger on lip, moving with hands on imaginary dagger hilts, and giving orders in dismal whispers that if the foe stirred, to let him have it to the hilt, because dead men tell no tales. They knew well enough that the raftmen were all down at the village laying in stores or having a spree, but still, that was no excuse for their conducting this thing in an unpiratical way. They shoved off presently, Tom in command, Huck at the left oar, and Joe at the forward. Tom stood amidships, gloomy-browed and with folded arms, and gave his orders in a low, stern whisper.
"Luff and bring her to the wind."
"Aye, aye, sir."
"Steady, steady."
"Steady it is, sir. Let her go off a point."
"Point it is, sir."
As the boys steadily and monotonously drove the raft towards midstream, it was no doubt understood that these orders were given only for style, and were not intended to mean anything in particular.
"What sail's she carrying?"
"Courses, topsails, and flying jib, sir."
"Send the royals up. Lay out aloft there. Half a dozen of you. Fore-to-mast stunsail. Lively now."
"Aye, aye, sir."
"Shake out that main to gallantsail. Sheets and braces. Now, my hearties."
"Aye, aye, sir."
"Helm a lee. Hard a port. Stand by to meet her when she comes.
Port.
Port. Now, men. With a will.
Steady."
"Steady it is, sir."
The raft drew beyond the middle of the river. The boys pointed her head right, and then lay on their oars. The river was not high, so there was not more than a 2 or 3 mile current. Hardly a word was said during the next 3/4 of an hour. Now the raft was passing before the distant town. 2 or 3 glimmering lights showed where it lay, peacefully sleeping, beyond the vague, vast sweep of star-gemmed water, unconscious of the tremendous event that was happening. The Black Avenger stood still with folded arms, looking his last upon the scene of his former joys and his later sufferings, and wishing she could see him, now abroad on the wild sea, facing peril and death with dauntless heart, going to his doom with a grim smile on his lips. It was but a small strain on his imagination to remove Jackson's Island beyond eyeshot of the village, and so he looked his last with a broken and satisfied heart. The other pirates were looking their last, too, and they all looked so long that they came near letting the current drift them out of the range of the island. But they discovered the danger in time and made shift to avert it. About 2 o'clock in the morning, the raft grounded on the bar 200 yards above the head of the island, and they waded back and forth until they had landed their freight. Part of the little raft's belongings consisted of an old sail, and this they spread over a nook in the bushes for a tent to shelter their provisions, but they themselves would sleep in the open air in good weather, as became outlaws.